We were prepared. Emergency shelters were open. We evacuated an awful lot of people. But when you get that much water in that period of time, we literally were taking on an inch and a half of rain an hour. And for a sustained period, you just can't take that. Vermont was hit last, and therefore we're going to dig out last. Have tremendous damage, loss of life, as we all know about, obviously property damage, homes, infrastructure. You cannot predict exactly where a storm is going to do the damage.
Several members of the rebels in the town of Ghadames, which is on the border between Libya, it's in Libya, but it's on the border with Algeria, just right to the south of the Tunisian border, the end of the Tunisian border. And those rebels who had reported it to the NTC that they saw six armored Mercedes cars crossing into Algeria, but they didn't have enough weapons to chase them and catch them.
He'd been expected to die almost 2 years ago, but convicted Pan Am 103 bomber Abdul Basit Al-Megrahi lives only just. This wasn't the way he looked when he was released from a Scottish jail 2 years ago. He came home to a hero's welcome, freed on compassionate grounds, because doctors said he'd be dead in 3 months. Almost immediately, he began renovating this palatial house. Money, no object.
It doesn't take long walking around this building before you begin to realize, and looking at the marble here on these expensive fittings, to realize that it appears Megrahi was being paid off handsomely all those years he spent in jail.
In the 2 decades since the bomb exploded on board Pan Am 103 over Lockerbie, killing 270 passengers, crew and townspeople, it seemed the secrets of the attack would die with the bombers. Megrahi always maintained he was innocent. Just a month ago, in a rare public sighting, Muammar Gaddafi had him literally wheeled out for a pro-government rally. I'm seeing him now for the first time in 2 years. He appears to be just a shell of the man he was, far sicker than he appeared before.
Alan brings a wealth of experience to the job. He's one of the nation's leading economists. For more than 2 decades, he's studied and developed economic policy both inside and outside of government. In the first 2 years of this administration, as we were dealing with the effects of a complex and fast-moving financial crisis, a crisis that threatened a second Great Depression, Allen's counsel as chief economist at the Treasury Department proved invaluable.